I had to fill in a low place before going any further.
I see.
That's my hold up now.
Boy, what people, I know lots of people who just give anything to know this kind of stuff like that you know, so they could save the money, you know?
See, we got this place now, we bought November 1st, 1938, we got in 100 place in 40 years. And nobody can start a home with $100 cash like I did.
No, nobody can. Not $100, no. No way.
40 years ago.
Even 40 years ago, I don't know anybody who could have started a house with $100.
No, if you had to hire labor.
Well, sure.
But my labor, I built a four-room shack at first.
Mm-hmm.
The move-in is coming January 26th, which incidentally is our wedding anniversary.
Oh, really?
And we lived in a four-room shack till 45. It's from 39 to 45. Then I tore out the wall this side and head-on. Tore it all four sides and added on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Then 11 years ago, when I moved back to Houston, I remodeled again with three rooms upstairs and another bottle collecting room in the back.
But the original little house is still there?
Oh, no. It's all been... The inside cross wall is still there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's all sheet, not a single crack yet, and that's over 38 years.
Wow, that's great.
You can live on sand and clay. At first, the people made fun of us. We were right on the edge of Negro Town.
Uh-huh.
But now it's at the Sema place. They're bragging, but I got 30-foot-high pine trees, cedar trees, rock veneer wall. It's all homemade.
That's fantastic. That's great.
Well, you have to see that to understand it.
Did you hang on to the house when you kept the house then when you moved to Houston?
Yeah, my wife stayed there.
Oh, I see. Well, did you drive? You can't drive to Houston.
I come home about four times a year. But that's a different story again. That's what they call domestic differences, you might say. There was a little black spot in my our life.
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, okay. I don't want to ask you about that part. Let's see. Oh, did you ever have a little building out back where you keep your gardening tools and stuff like that?
My whole yard is full of buildings.
Oh.
Like I mentioned a while ago, it's a little bit of a saloon-looking thing from a bottle collection. Then there's a 16-by-16 room where I keep my lumber.
Uh-huh.
Then there's a 14-by-16 room where the kids get their junk. Uh-huh. Then I have a garage. Then I have a 20-by-21 museum. Then I have a 13-by-30 shop.
Wow.
So my yard is full.
Well, what would you call, if you just had one of these little buildings, what would you call it? You know, that you just kept junk in, maybe?
Well, there's different names you can use for that. What we had in high here, we call it a smokehouse. That's where we smoked our meats and sausage, but it had also room on the side for other things.
Uh-huh.
That's the only one little building we had, because the rest was a barn.
Uh-huh.
Buggy shed and stuff like that, wagon shed.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, you can call it junk room, you can call it a storeroom, you can get any kind of name you want to.
Uh-huh.
Whichever way it hits you.
Okay. What about an outdoor toilet? You didn't have one, you didn't draw
yes,
one?
Yes, we had that there, sure. In those days, there was no sanitary system like it's now. The Shulman sanitary system was put in the fall of 1925, and I was cheap carpenter down the building of concrete forms.
Huh. Well, what did you call it when you had an outdoor one?
Well, I don't want to say it.
Oh, go ahead.
It's a vulgar
thing. I won't tell anybody.
We use enjoyment with Shice House.
Oh, okay.
Outhouse, or it's an outdoor parlor, it's privy. There's all kinds of different areas, different names for it.
Uh-huh, okay.
The biggest fun is though when it's a mischievous boy and their little sister or their little cousin goes in there and they start tipping the thing over.
Oh.
That has happened. and then on your April Fool's Day, they would take that thing and turn it over or move it completely off the premises.
That's terrible. Did you ever do that?
No. We weren't raised like that. We were raised to respect other people's
uh-huh,
property.
Uh-huh.
We were raised to respect elderly people compared to today.
Yeah.
Today, there's no respect among the younger people.
Yeah.
They take everything for granted.
Teenagers are the worst, I think.
Oh, golly.
Well, tell me this. Do you still speak German at home with your wife? Or
no, she doesn't speak German. She understands a few words, but that's all. She never has tried to. I tried to teach her years ago, but.
That's right. That's why your kids don't speak German.
Didn't take on to it.
Well, do you still use German, like a German word for a few things like that?
Well, if I have somebody to talk with in German, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And most of the time, it's just a few words as a greeting, you might say.